WFAN.com.
Well, I think that's that is a concern, and it's obviously one of the factors the president is thinking through. We've been there for 8 years. It's a long time, and we have to keep focus on what our purpose was in the first place. Our purpose was to disrupt and dismantle and destroy Al Qaeda. That remains our purpose, but obviously we can't make an open-ended commitment. We want to do this in a way that maximizes our efforts against Al Qaeda, but within the framework of bringing our troops home at some point. The president's made that clear in all these discussions. There has to be a framework to this decision, but we're getting close. It's been a good process.
All right, that was David Axelrod, one of many who spoke over the weekend to what's happening now in Afghanistan and what the decision is going to be. Supposedly there's going to be a decision either right before Thanksgiving or the week after Thanksgiving on what the strategy is, how many troops are going to go, if any more troops are going to go, because we know the ambassador, Eikenberry, suggested against it in light of what he's seeing with the Karzai administration. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's the latest on Afghanistan. So many of you, I got an avalanche of emails, so I thought that I would tell you that we're going to get to some of those emails coming up a little bit later this hour. Thoughts on should we pull out, what's the president doing, and for goodness sakes, maybe we should beef up the truce there. So tons of opinions, and we know we had lots of callers in our last show talking about this very same thing. A lot of people in and around New York are talking about security. Security because Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and four other conspirators, terror suspects, are coming to the United States a stone's throw away from Ground Zero to be tried for what happened on 9/11. Now, it means all kinds of bomb-sniffing units, pretty much a lockdown around there, blocking off streets, all that kind of stuff. But I think it spells big-time danger for New Yorkers. The governor of New York now speaking out. Not a lot of people too thrilled about that on the Democratic side of the aisle, as you have Governor Patterson throwing in his two cents, saying he's not at all thrilled with this 9/11 trial plan that was all of a sudden foisted out there late on Friday. And in the meantime, we have this sick, sad story out of North Carolina, the 5-year-old girl, where they were searching for her all over the place. Her mother is accused of offering her for sexual services at 5 years old. Gee, what do you think the right thing to do is when they tie this all together and try Shania Davis's mother? Because they did find her body dumped in the woods 30 miles from Fayetteville. What do you think should happen to her? It kind of makes you more than sick to your stomach, doesn't it? The mother, of course, was in the court, in a courtroom appearance, just one-word answers to the judges, and she requested a court-appointed attorney and didn't enter a plea, and this is just ugly, ugly, sad stuff. America Tonight will lighten the load as we move along, I promise you, here during this hour and our next hour, of course, as well. Jana joins us now from Iowa. Hey, Jana, how are you?
Pretty good, Kate. Hope you're doing well.
Thank you. You know what? I was thinking you were going to nail the score, but you didn't, and neither did I.
I know. I was hoping. Maybe
you had the right team, though, right? Didn't
yes,
you have the Colts?
I did.
Yep.
Anyhow, I wanted to make a little comment about poor Shania, the poor little girl. It never ceases to amaze me the things that people do to people, and the mother needs the death penalty. There's no other way about it.
Yeah, I think so, too. How do you take an innocent like that, a 5-year-old girl? That is just sick, twisted, sadistic. You know how many people would probably have adopted that little girl, but it wasn't about that. It was about using her.
Yes, and there was a similar case, I think, like in Kansas, where a woman had murdered one of her children, and they put her back with her other children, and she ended up murdering another one later on.
Yeah,
and
mm-hmm, I remember.
you know, I don't understand how they can pat their hand and let them go, you know? I don't understand that at all.
I don't either.
Wanted to make a comment about President Obama and the New York deal. I think that's a horrible mistake, number one, to give them a trial as though they're American citizens. Second mistake, doing it in New York. It's all quite political for all the reasons we've talked about. It's also political in the Muslim realm. He can point to the Muslims overseas and the Muslims here about how fair and wonderful he's being and what a nice trial they got and how much he respects them and so forth and so on. It's just so over the top PC, it makes you want to vomit.
I agree, and the problem is the risk concerned with this.
Yes.
I mean, if we could all sing Kumbaya and have love and peace, it's not like that old Coke commercial from the 70s. It's not that way with jihadists as we know.
There could be jihadists waiting there to start trouble. There could be disgruntled family members there waiting to start trouble. There could be someone mentally ill that they have heard this in the news, and it gets to them, and they go out there. I mean, there's just so much right there, and even accidentally a car backfiring or something could cause people to run and cause all kind of problems. You know, it's just awful.
I agree. There's just too much of a chance that the risk is just too high. The level's too high that something could happen. And you gave great examples, Jana. Somebody could just flip out and decide to go armed and start shooting up the street. And, of course, they can nail them and whatever. But who knows if they hit any innocent people or not. And I know that area well, and it's not a good place for this to happen at
and
all.
Like,
Jana,
like,
thanks.
Like
go
I
ahead.
Said, you know, some. As common as a loud noise could set off people crushing people and trying to get away, thinking it was, you know, gunfire or something. It's just too bad.
Yeah, I think it's too bad too. Hey, you take care of yourself.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. All right. So the government's plan to put Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and four others accused of the masterminding of the 9/11 attacks on trial in Manhattan. So many of us think it's a bad idea, including Governor Patterson. He said that today. He says it's not the decision that he would have made. He was asked about the upcoming federal trial. Everyone's been asked about it. And New York was the epicenter of the attack. As he said, it's painful. They're still having trouble getting over it. We still haven't been able to even rebuild the site, which is true. How many times in the last 6 years have I been down there? And there's some progress, but they haven't been able to rebuild it. It still is the hole in the ground. It looks a little different each time I go, but it's still the hole in the ground. So putting the terrorists so close so they can gloat about that attack, I think it's going to be tough on all New Yorkers, to say the least. And, you know, it's been decided. So it has to be cooperation, I guess, at this point. But I think it is a time bomb waiting to explode in that city. And if something happens, whatever the scenario is, it will be very costly, to say the least, to that administration. So they're taking a big gamble on that. All right, join us in a few, and we'll take you around the world for some of the other things that are going on, including what's the latest with nukes and Iran next.
Say no to government vaccinations. Say no to toxic overload. Say no to chemicals. Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain, the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses. Why risk government vaccinations? Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system.
problem. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A question for you. Do you know what is in the air you're breathing? Do you know what chemicals are placed in the water you drink? Would you like to combat these intrusions? I'm not just talking toxins. I'm talking about chemicals that are harmful. Maybe now you understand why you feel tired so much. Change your life with Life Change Tea. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals and lose weight. Receive energy. There is no better investment than your body. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Friendly operators will take your order and answer your questions. Be set free and live better. GetTheTea.com.
Catch up on international news, what's happening around the world. I'll tell you one of the stories. Gaddafi said this to Italian women. The Libyan leader gave a lecture on Islam to about 100 young Italian girls on Sunday night, pretty much encouraging them to convert and telling them that it was false that Islam discriminated against women. Gaddafi, by the way, was in Rome for the United Nations World Summit on Food Security. And he said that Christ came for the Jews, but that Muhammad came for everybody. Libyan officials used an agency that provides hostesses for conferences to advertise for Italian women between the ages of 18 and 35 to attend the talk held at the Libyan embassy in Italy. They were told to dress modestly with no miniskirts or plunging necklines. Hey, come on down. We got a great new religion for you. But this is how we want you to dress when you come to our embassy. And it's not true. We embrace women in this religion. Oh, my. There's a joke in there somewhere, but I just can't think of it at this moment. Let's go to Sam, who's listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hey, hello. How you doing, gorgeous?
Hey, you're up pretty late on this version of ATN. Usually we hear from you toward the top of the hour in our first hour.
Oh, I don't know. My body screwed up.
Your body screwed up?
Yeah. Well, no. Oh, yeah. Well, it's a Montreal thing.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah. Gaddafi is, as they would say in text messenger language, FOS.
Yes. If you don't understand what that means, just Google it and you'll be enlightened.
Yeah, I mean, like, in certain Muslim countries, it's like all women are good for is just, you know, like whatever the man says goes. But if he was to come over, because I got to tell you a quick story. You know, I'm also a softball umpire, so one time I'm doing a game at a park, and we're telling a gentleman, I use that term loosely, hey, move it, there's a game going on. And one of the girls told him, hey, move it, move it. So then he said he could tell by his accent he was from a Middle Eastern country, in my country you'd be so servant, you wouldn't talk to me like that. So the girl walked up to him and said, well, welcome to Canada, mister, where I'm allowed to talk to you and say anything I want. So he said, how dare you? Don't you know who I am? So then he looked at her and said, I don't give a damn who you are. And then I said, that's right. He looks at me and says, you look like an authority figure. Aren't you going to do anything? Yeah, I'm going to applaud. Now you move. You're trespassing. So he starts swearing at us in Arabic. One slight problem. I know some Arabic. And I said, what did you call my mother? He just walked away and didn't say a word. So then the girl said, what did he call your mother? I said, I'll tell you later. Anyway, it's just but he's just, not all Muslim men are like that, or all Muslim women, because I, like, my nephew Joseph, you remember I mentioned him a couple of times?
Sure.
He was the one who went through that Dawson shooting 3 years ago.
Yes, it was terrible.
Yeah. Anyway, he was telling me that some of his friends are Muslim, and some of the girls he has in his class, as he's studying education, and some of them are Muslim, and their mothers, you know, the parents over here, and the mothers are working professionals. They're teachers, they're doctors, they're, you know, college professors, and the fathers are, you know, also the same thing. And I remember asking them once, if you were still in, you know, wherever your parents came from, they said, right now I'd probably be barefoot and pregnant.
Really?
Because some of them came from a small village, or they'd study what only girls should be, like teachers and whatever.
Sure.
You know, some of the girls want to be teachers, or one of Joseph's friends is in law school, and, you know, they got some Muslim women there. And same thing, you know, like if this was wherever they came from, you know, Morocco or Iran or Iraq, they wouldn't be doing, in some cases, they wouldn't be doing it. Because, you know, like Muslim women are treated like crap, and that's an insult to crap.
Right.
You know, you know, women aren't supposed to be professionals. And they know, and a couple of, and, you know, Joseph's friends, a couple of the women told me, a couple of their cousins have been killed because of, you've heard of this honor killing?
Yes, it's terrible.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, honor
killing? Let's explain what it is. A family member killing another family member for the honor of the family name, because let's say the girl has had sex or relationship with somebody outside of the religion, or done something to, quote, shame the family.
Right.
Or
not necessarily a sex thing. It's like, let's say,
yeah,
hypothetically, you were married to, you were, the family set you up to marry Ahmed.
Right.
But you have feelings, or you've had relations with Muhammad. They would kill you over that. And in the small villages in Middle Eastern countries, like, you know, oh, yeah, that's cool. This side of the world, they try to hide behind that. Oh, it's honor killing. It's a family thing. Uh-uh. Doesn't work here. In fact, it happened in Toronto a few months ago that a girl, she was killed by her parents because she refused to wear the hijab. That's that Muslim headdress that women are supposed to wear. And they claimed it was an honor killing.
Wow, yeah. Really?
Yeah, you know.
Oh, isn't that just awful? Boy. And obviously, that's got to be the kind of reaction that you get from most of the people in Montreal, right?
Right. I mean, it's like, what is it? I mean, wake up, people. This is the 21st century. You know, why keep on doing this? I mean, this isn't the first century. This is the 21st century, you know?
Right, right. Yep. I don't, but here's what I don't understand, Sam.
What?
As much as you can, embracing traditions and different religions and all that sort of stuff, how does one, and you're right, it is a different century, how does one kill their own, their own daughter. How does one do that? I don't understand how you could, somebody that you gave life to, how could you,
I don't know.
How could you do that?
I mean, what, hire a psychiatrist and ask them why they did it? You know, they'd probably say it's honor killing. Right, you know. Talking about religion, this past weekend there used to be a gentleman, he played with the Dallas Cowboys and the Packers. He won a Super Bowl with the Cowboys. He became an Orthodox Jew.
Really?
Yeah, his name escapes me at the moment. I've got it written down somewhere. I'll call you tomorrow and I'll let you know, his name and, you know, what happened. Now he's a motivational speaker and all that. If I wasn't busy wrestling football yesterday, you know what question I would have asked him? Not religion-wise, I would have asked, have you ever seen a Canadian Football League game? And if so, what do you think of our rules? Because, just to get off that subject for a second, a lot of times I've been ready to belt people who say, oh, the NFL is better than the CFL. They're trying to think that most CFL players are American rejects. Not necessarily. I'll mention three quarterbacks I think you've heard of. Joe Theismann, Warren Moon, and Doug Flutie. All got their starts, not bench warming in the NFL. They came up here and played.
And were pretty impressive, and that's why they ended up in the NFL.
Yeah, that's right. And that's why two of them are in the CFL Hall of Fame. I know, whoop-de-doo. Doug Flutie and Warren Moon.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them said it was a great learning experience for them because the Canadian game is totally different. And then they had to adjust their mindset when they were going back to the NFL. When they went back and played NFL football, it was like, well, you know, it's completely different. Well, actually, Flutie got a start in the old USFL, mate. Rest in peace.
That's right. But yeah. Flutie had a really pretty solid career for a guy. He didn't have the traditional at all, the height, et cetera, or
right.
some of the things that you would normally see in an NFL stereotypical quarterback. And, boy, he really pushed it to the limit. You think of when he was in school and when he was in Boston, think of the big bombs that he unleashed, and that's what got him those looks, and that's what ultimately led him to the path that he was on. Wow, I'm glad you brought that up. Sam, thanks for the conversation as always, buddy. We'll talk to you again.
Take care, gorgeous.
All right, you too. So in talking with Sam, we kind of were zigging and zagging all over the place, including in that honor-killing thing, and brought that up because of what I mentioned as far as the Italian women and Gaddafi, of all people. Ooh, don't even get me started on the whole Lockerbie thing. And that, I think the greatest thing that happened was that nobody wanted him when he came to the United Nations. We don't want you in Jersey. We don't want your bed, one tent, any of that stuff. In Jersey, in New York, anywhere. I loved it. They gave him some of his own medicine, I think, right back in his face. Coming up next, the latest from the Russian news agencies on the reactor at a nuclear plant that Russia is building in Iran.
What's so crazy about not starving?
To cover yourself and your family in the event of accidents or emergency, you may have home, life, auto, dental, and health insurance.
But what about food insurance?
Water and food are vital to human survival.
So what's so crazy about not starving?
Foodinsurance.com has designed emergency packs and kits with at least 2 weeks' worth of great-tasting food and clean water. Most foodinsurance.com meals are freeze-dried,
which means they'll last and retain nutritional value up to 10 years.
Foodinsurance.com meals like lasagna, beef stroganoff, and other tasty entrees are quick, delicious, simple to prepare, and start at just $199.99. The low cost is just one reason to get foodinsurance.com.
Need more reasons?
Foodinsurance.com kits come with a lightweight, high-quality backpack and a free utensil tool. Go to foodinsurance.com or call 1-866-946-8366. That's 1-866-946-8366. Get protected at foodinsurance.com.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first three-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4-GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at healforgood.com. That's healforgood.com.
Here's the latest from Moscow. You know that whole deal about the nuclear power plant that they're building in Iran? So it's not going to be switched on this year as planned. What they're saying is that while Russia expects to make some big-time progress by the end of the year, there's going to be no startup. So officials in Russia and Iran previously announced plans to switch on the reactor this year. The plant is a part of the nuclear program that Iran says is peaceful. The U.S. and Israel claim Iran is working, of course, as we know. Wink, wink. I think I'm going to develop some nuclear weapons. What do you think? Is it for peaceful purposes or for weapons? I'm going with weapons. Russia says Iran must not acquire nuclear weapons, but it has close ties with Tehran and has pledged to complete the more than decade-old project. Okay. We'll have our binoculars definitely firmly on that site. Or our satellites anyway is the more likely thing to happen. So, because the nuclear watchdog at the UN is saying Iran will start up its one secret nuclear facility in 2011. So you've got this whole deal going on and we'll be watching. That's all I have to say. All right, in the meantime, quickly, you got to be careful who's watching you, speaking of that, because this story made big news. A British woman trapped her pedophile husband by posing as a teen girl on an internet site, and she's been praised by children's charities all over the place. 69-year-old David Roberts asked a girl he believed to be 14 to have sex with him, not realizing he was having an online conversation with his own wife. She was so shocked, she called the cops. And this happened again in England, and the National Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children, who saw the indecent images of kids on his computer. Her husband admitted to the cops he would have been prepared to have sex with a 14-year-old from the internet chat room if she agreed to meet up with him. So he was sentenced in order to attend a program for sex offenders as part of a 3-year community order. So, and he has to register as a sex offender for 5 years and is banned from having contact with in person or online with kids under the age of 18. Good for the wife that she didn't just not say anything and ponied up, made the phone call, and nailed this guy. I cannot defend pedophiles. That's not, ooh, he's looking at some porn site, gosh, I'm worried, or some kind of adult literature. No, when you get into the whole pedophile thing, that's a much different story, obviously. I said at the top of this hour that I had gotten an avalanche of emails, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote different things about, in particular, Afghanistan, as that was a hot and heavy subject just the other day on America Tonight. So without further ado, we go to the mailbox.
You have mail.
I have, say that again.
You have mail.
I have mail, okay. I have mail. Let's go to the mail. This is from Eric. Eric says, Kate, I really enjoyed what I heard on the air the other day, and bravo to all those brave soldiers who called in to tell you about their experiences, and at least two of them said they were enlisting again, and part of the reason why was to be there with their buddies to back them up. What can you say about that? It really chokes you up and brings a tear to your eye when you think about the sacrifices so many people are making, let alone their families on the other side. Why can't Obama make a decision? This is such a wishy-washy regime, and I voted for the guy. All right, we did talk to a lot of people who served and who said they were enlisting again for different reasons, and I thought it was a lively discussion about Afghanistan and what's really happening and what people don't realize. And, you know, it's a war that's affected and touched so many of our lives, and I think now, finally, that's starting to register with people that, you know, and a lot of this is due to more publicity for stories of people coming back and things that have happened and some of the good films that have, documentaries that have recently been released. I say bravo to the people that are bringing light to some of the things that have happened to many who have served in these brigades over and over again. And as many of you would tell me in the military, I have family members, so I know, it's about the mission. It's about your orders. It's about doing what you're told to do and carrying them out. And it's got to be difficult when we see some of the things that are happening in Afghanistan. And that's why the more it's dragged out, I say shame on the administration. I understand some of the problems of the past, and this has been 8 years, et cetera, and then now with this administration with Karzai, but something has to – there has to be a definitive, here's the plan, here's the map, here's the intention – here's the deal, right? All right, here's some more. Here's one from Ann S., and she says, Kate, I just started listening to the show. A friend of mine in Kentucky turned me on to it, and I have to say I really enjoy it. What a different perspective you offer. I support Barack Obama, and I'm sure that very few people call or send you emails on this. I support what he's trying to do, because I do agree that it seems as though our soldiers are left out there in the cold, but this is why he's examining all the options and having meeting after meeting after meeting to try to set about on the best course of action. Do you agree? No, I don't agree, because I think the problem is the length of time. Yes, he hasn't been in this administration from the very he hasn't been dealing with Afghanistan from the very beginning of the war, obviously. Yes, he did, quotes, inherit it. He's the president. He ran for president. He knew what was happening, certainly internationally, and what was going on with the war and all that other stuff. And I think that that should have been a bigger priority. Yes, there was a zillion things when he first took office. But McChrystal, and putting McChrystal in place and then listening to what McChrystal has to say and making the decision. And I think the problem, I don't think, I know, to me, the problem with this administration is, and hey, it's all about politics, and this can be Republican and Democrat. I don't think it's exclusively a Democrat thing. Remember, the House votes. Everybody is up next year, so you have a chance to let your voice be heard for whoever you would like to see in the seats representing you. I think the problem more than anything is with Obama, the fact that they're definitely playing for another four. So it's all about the politics of it. To me, Afghanistan is a political hot potato. So appease some and try to take a little here, take a little there. You've got liberals who elected you. You have independents. That was a key vote. And independents could go either way. They can go for the Republican. They go for the Democrat. They could go from for somebody out in left field. So he doesn't want to lose the support of those who would elect him for another 4 years, and that's the thing. It's to me, it always feels like, especially in these touchy decisions, playing for another four, baby, playing for another four. And I as the decider, as the leader of the free world, I know that there's politics that can't be helped, but I think you have to shed all of that. You know, it's like this, and I know it's an old movie, but have you ever seen that scene from American President where Michael Douglas is defending his girlfriend's honor? And it's a whole long thing to go into, but she's a lobbyist, etc. They get involved, whatever. And then he steps out of the shadow and comes forward and says, "This is, we have serious problems in this country, and I'm a serious man, and I'm running for president," and whatever. But the bottom line was, in the real world, would he be electable for another term because he threw the politics in the trash can? And I thought that was the idea of Barack Obama. Speaking of people who voted for Obama, here's one from Bob. Bob listens to us, WVMT. Kate, I check you out on WVMT in Vermont whenever I can. I do enjoy the show. We do have radically different ideas. I support Barack Obama wholeheartedly. I think you're not giving him enough time. He hasn't even been the president, for goodness sake, for a year. Imagine how much is coming at him like a freight train. And just one of the many things that he has to deal with is Afghanistan. So what if he takes more time with Afghanistan? Wouldn't it be better to have a smart strategy in place instead of something that is haphazard? I disagree, respectfully. Because it has been haphazard with Afghanistan, certainly previously, and now staying here 8 years, in what's happening, there has to be a firm decision. It has to be at the top of the agenda. Make the decision, move on, make the decision, see what happens. Get in front of the microphone, tell the American people, look, this is a tough decision. I'm going to tell you, this could be political suicide, but here's what I think we should do. I've listened to the lead generals. I've listened to the main man on the ground. He's put in place because he does this. He's given me massive amounts of advice and backed up what he's saying is the winning strategy, and I'm going to go in this direction. I know it's going to disappoint some of you who voted for me, but listen, blah, 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 blah. Why not spin a speech that way? Would we not accept that? I don't understand. So that's it. All right, here's one more on Afghanistan, and I got a ton of others, and we'll try to get to them in the next upcoming shows, rather, before we skedaddle for the Thanksgiving holiday. And this one's from Nui. Nui says, Kate, in listening to the show, I have to say you changed my mind. Originally, I thought Obama was right in what he was doing in Afghanistan. It was better to get a lot of advice, seek out a different course, perhaps, whatever. But the more I hear people call in, the more I hear you talk about it, the more I hear what other people have to say, I think that we are, as you say, dangling the lives of too many in Afghanistan. It's about time he made a decision, and I think he should do it before Thanksgiving. Well, Thanksgiving is, of course, next Thursday. I wouldn't be shocked if it happened the day before Thanksgiving or the week after the holiday. Coming back on the flip side, we're going to zig and zag in a couple of different directions. Hang through.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. MoldZyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. MoldZyme is safe for any surface, wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use MoldZyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
MoldZyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants. Contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to MoldZyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or MoldZyme.com. That's MoldZyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. MoldZyme, now safe, has an effective side.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
Let that roll for a little bit. Speaking of freeze frame, since he went in that direction with that tune, that's just still one of those tunes that holds up, right, from, what, the 80s? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The whole freeze frame thing, Levi Johnson, of course, now he's actually in a Clever commercial for pistachios, if you haven't seen it, but or if you have seen it, perhaps, but he's doing this posing for Playgirl, and of course he's the father of Sarah Palin's daughter, Bristol's child. And originally it was reported, oh, he's going to have full frontal nudity, and he's going to have a hockey stick with him, and all this other stuff, and now apparently he's not going to have full frontal nudity. Man, talk about your 15 minutes and then some. He's getting his 15 minutes. I think the comparison to Kevin Federline is a pretty good one. All right, let's talk about where Barack Obama is. Where in the world is Barack Obama with all the stuff going on? Beijing Yep, the president says that China's partnership has helped the U.S. pull out of the worst recession in a generation. Obama and the Chinese president were together and spoke to reporters after a bunch of meetings just the other day. And right now we're into another day, of course, in China. Obama says a revised economic approach will help increase U.S. exports and create jobs while helping to bring about higher living standards in China, and says his government is committed to a strategy of spending less and saving more. Of course, we do know this. Who is dangling our debt? The United States budget deficit is soaring to a record of $1.42 trillion. China, number one lender to Washington. So Beijing, a little bit upset earlier in the year, they were talking about the concern that the falling price of the dollar is threatening the value of the U.S. holdings. And of course it is. Look at where gold is right now. Gold is at a record, incredibly a record high. I've said this in a couple shows. I think gold goes to maybe 2000 at 1.3, not this year, but further down the line. I think it's going to still keep climbing. I'm not at all surprised by what we're seeing with gold, especially due to the concern over what is going on with our monetary system, the constant printing of money and no accounting for it and the devaluation of the dollar. So when the Chinese were expressing massive concern about this, I wasn't at all shocked that Obama was going to make a trip over there. And part of what they talked about was obviously the monetary situation and futuristic things, and also stopping the spread of nuclear weapons and that whole thing again where it's time to verify the elimination of North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Another thing that came up, because Barack Obama wanted to reach out to some of the younger people, he did sort of a town hall meeting. And one thing about China, it is a communist country, right? They don't like the whole internet thing and not having the control over the internet and Twittering and the Facebook deal and all that sort of stuff, because of course then everything's out there for the world to see. So this was Obama and what he said about Twittering in this town hall.
I think that the more freely information flows, the stronger the society becomes. I've always been a strong supporter of open and internet use. I'm a big supporter of non-censorship.
All right, but that's in this country. Now you're in China. You supposedly just had a decent meeting with the man in charge in China. They can't be happy with those comments because, of course, that's not what China wants to see happen. Well, let's be serious about it. They don't want a lot of the Twittering and the Facebooking and all that other sort of stuff. My goodness, you saw what happened in Iran, right? Here's one from Look Under the Hood and You Never Know What You'll Find. This, too, is not necessarily a surprising story. You know, the whole lobbyist thing, taking what from whom in Washington and the swag and all of that. So this was kind of interesting, though. Tickets to the Sunday's grudge match between the Redskins and the Cowboys are on Craigslist for less than $200. But check this out, $2,000. If you paid $2,000, you can actually enjoy the game while talking to the congressman from Texas, Republican Joe Barton. How about this one? Congressman John Salazar, Democrat from Colorado, charged even more for sports fan donors who joined him at the Redskins home game at FedEx Field. Admission to that fundraiser benefited, of course, the Congressional Hispanic Caucus Political Action Committee. Cost $2,500. Yeah, $2,500. So watching games with politicians is a big deal. You can raise a lot of money. This was a pretty big one. Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez, Democrat from California, planned a lunch fundraiser at a Capitol Hill bistro, but it might conflict with a 10 o'clock in the morning Armed Services Committee hearing on defense budget trends. What should I do? Cost of the attendance up to $5,000. By the way, Sanchez has accepted $34,000 from defense electronics and aerospace corporations. This was revealed by the Center for Responsive Politics. Yes, we will find it somehow. I happen to catch this on HuffingtonPost.com. I don't know, $2,000 to sit next to the congressman at the game. I don't, you know, how many tickets are they buying up? How many people could possibly sit there and talk to this congressman? $2,000 isn't, I'm sure they had to buy up a ton of tickets because what they're hoping for, I'm sure, is that a lot of people would bite on that and go to watch the Cowboy game and talk about it with him and talk about probably other things. I guess the lesson is everything's up for sale. You know, you just don't know what it is or who it is, but all will be revealed eventually. Hey, you can flip me an email on any of the things that we've talked about here on America Tonight, including Afghanistan and some of the other things we mentioned with the terror trial, of course, coming to New York City. People are furious about this, including the governor of New York, who felt like he couldn't stay quiet anymore and didn't agree with the decision to try Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the others just a stone's throw away from what we would call ground zero in the rebuilding of that, not the Twin Towers themselves, but a memorial. And it's, I think, such a risky proposition at best. And I remember the last time I'd been by that courthouse, boy, if somebody wanted to cause some damage or some problems, there are access areas, even with it blocked off, I think that could be had, whether it's aggressive protesters or whether it's somebody who's just nutty and sees the idea that all the eyes of the world are watching here. So if I go and do something, I'm certain to get my 15 minutes and more. You just don't know what that's going to attract. But I think it's going to attract a lot of possibilities, a lot of potential for danger, frankly, for the people in New York in a very, very busy, busy, busy area. And I'm hoping that certainly we won't see anything, any such thing, but as much as you can have police forces and have the best snipers and everybody around, it's very tough to think of every single possibility, especially it's been announced this trial will take time. If somebody was going to slip through somehow through the cracks, they'd now have that extra time to do that because they know exactly what's being planned and also, too, where they're going to be kept in that jail just down the street from the courthouse. Interesting times that we live in, though.
Bueller. Bueller. Bueller.